Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islam ID. Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. And this is Youth Station again.
Yes, home sweet home.
Yeah. I am Bita.
I guess there's a mirror, you know, you should see. Yes, we have the pleasure to be here at your service. Youth Station, you here. What could be even more beautiful?
Exactly. This is really beautiful, the combination of you and me. And I'm really grateful for that. I think sometimes there are, I don't know, some accidents in our lives that will make us feel like, okay, I'm taking everything for granted.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
I'm looking really easy in everything. My family, my, I don't know, success, my everything I have.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens a lot, I think. I don't know whether you go through this or not. But
unfortunately, I have to say yes.
And sometimes those stories not only taking things for granted, mm-hmm. you just are nagging always about everything in your life.
Yeah,
you know?
Unfortunately.
And it is sad. Because I have some friends of mine who, you know, they don't have easy lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their parents get divorced. They were alone on themselves when they were young. They were living in the battlefield, you know,
exactly.
the fight of their parents and so on. And yesterday I was talking to one of these friends and she told me that, you know what, if I had a parent, I would I spend more time on my studying. And it really touches me, you know.
Of course.
Come on.
Yes.
I have all these facilities. Mm-hmm. I all have these prosperities.
You know, all these moments happen to all of us.
It's really dark.
We see other people, like the people who are paralyzed, who cannot move.
Exactly.
You see them. How hardworking, how sometimes even some of them are so creative.
Yeah.
How creative and active they are. And yet
and
me,
not.
Being so healthy, being so, you know, being so wealthy as I have the health, of course, I ignore all of these blessings
and I
just
useless,
think
really.
About the empty part of the glass.
Exactly. And I think we as human beings just tend to embrace the wounds and the sadness mm-hmm. of our life more than this happiness.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Well, because, you know, there was something very nice that I was listening to. It was a documentary or something like that. A great man. He was actually so famous. I just don't remember the details. I just know the general idea. Because it actually got into my heart, the words he mentioned.
Yeah.
The person, the host, asked him, why do we usually feel more prone to sadness than to happiness?
Why?
Then he said, because among all human feelings, sadness is the one that prolongs more and more in our thoughts and is the thing that our mind and our heart is more eager to stand to.
Yeah,
to hold on to.
It is.
You know, when you're happy, those moments of happiness, if you just think about it, those moments of happiness are very temporary.
They are.
They are not going to last more than, if you're so much of an optimist person, it's not going to last more than a week.
And you're going to forget it easily.
You're going to forget it just, as for me, I forget it in a blink of an eye.
Me too.
It's going to be forgotten as soon as, you know, a minute is passed over it.
Yeah.
But then sadness is going to remain more because, first of all, human soul gets the meaning out of sadness. Gets the meaning of everything out of sadness. I was reading some quotes from someone who said that if you do not go through too much of problems and dramas, you're not going to be a writer.
Yeah.
Those who are poets have gone through too much of sadness.
Everybody goes through sadness more than happiness. And again, this sadness of having forcing me to go for a short break is coming up here.
Exactly.
So stay tuned.
See, sadness always comes in the middle.
changing the sad vibe here again at your station. I am Beta.
And I'm Asma. It's your service.
And we were talking about this concept of sadness and happiness and why we tend to catch
and
these sadness.
And being grateful, of course.
Yeah. And I wanted to mention that one of the ways that we can have a kind of balanced approach to life is being grateful.
Which is, by the way, very difficult. Even if you think you are much of a believer, then I'm pretty sure that if you go in between the lines of your life, you could see that you have not been as grateful as the blessings you have got in your life.
You know what? I think the difficulty of being grateful is that you have to focus on the things you have.
Exactly.
Not the things you don't. And this is the most difficult part for every human being to focus on everything they have. You know, just not about thinking about the regrets, the error, on everything they don't have. You know?
Let me, as a person, as a member of pessimist society, tell you something.
I'm all here.
To stand for my society and justify them for not being grateful.
I'm part of your society, too.
So as two members of that society, let's justify why we are not so grateful. I could say, Beta, I don't know if you feel the same.
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes, yes, I do count the blessings in my life. Like I have a family, I have a very much of a great parent.
Health.
And then health, and then many things, you know. A shelter, we have a home, we have a room, I have a bedroom, you know, all these details.
Yeah, I know.
I know that I have all of them. But just, you know, when I look at tiny little details that are changed in my life, like, for example, when I see my parents getting old, like when I see the gray hair on their face and on my mother's head, I just start thinking, okay, even the blessings that I have are not going to remain forever.
Yeah, they won't.
This concept makes me feel so much prone to being pessimist than to be optimist.
This is not a good excuse to make, dear. You know, because everything in this world is like that. Nothing's going to last forever.
Yeah, I know. You know, I'm usually the one who says that a lot. Yeah. I usually say that leave the moment. Just live in the moment. As in, for example, I have a parent right now. Yeah. I have to make the most out of my time with them. I have my brothers right now with me. I have to enjoy each and every moment we spend together.
Yeah.
And I should not think about the day after today. You know what I mean?
You have to think about them. You have to have that part in your mind that lust is a part of having something.
But if I think about it, then life would get so intolerable.
No, it's not like about thinking, it's about overthinking. You are overthinker, you know? It's like when you are having something, the only thing that comes to your mind is losing that.
Yes.
No, this is not the point. You have to always have this mind. When you have something, one of the consequences of having something is losing it, you know?
Yeah, and That's sad.
This is not an excuse.
And
just to tell me that I'm not grateful because I'm going to lose it.
No. It's not that I'm not grateful.
No.
I told you.
It's that you feel grateful, but you don't show it because you're sad with your lost things.
Because I'm
you're
sad
justifying
for
yourself,
the day.
No.
Because I'm sad for the day that I'm going to lose all these things.
Has it happened yet? No.
Yeah.
So why should
but
you feel
I
like sad?
I cannot help not thinking about it.
Yeah, I know, you're overthinker, a pessimist overthinker, which is a big disaster.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
For example, you know, I have gone through my exam and the entrance exam is passed. And I know this year I'm going to be a student. But yet, I know that it's going to be finished after 2 years.
This is life. You know,
I'm talking about one of the most dangerous diseases in the world.
Yeah,
and I guess many people are getting into that disease.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people.
You know, we all think about this aspect of having something or achieving something that is not going to last forever.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that it has to affect us as if we feel like sad. No.
Yeah.
Just be happy. Exactly. Whatever you have.
I say these things to myself a lot. You know, there was this dialogue in a beautiful animation.
Yeah.
The girl was just, I don't know if you've watched it or not.
Not sure.
What is Tangled. Me? You know, the animation called Tangled, the girl with this
long hair. Yeah, I watched it.
As she had a dream in her life to watch the lanterns from outside the castle.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then when she got to see them, she was so sad. That moment of sadness, the boy asked her, "Why are you so sad?" She said, "I'm sad for what I will do after this moment is done. This was my dream. After getting this dream, how am I going to continue my life?"
You know, this is, I think, about our perfectionism. You know, there is a perfection we just want to achieve, but it's not achievable in this world.
Yeah.
Because most of the things that we have around ourselves is materialistic, you know. Even our parents, even these attachments are a bit of materialistic, you know. We cannot just deny that. We need something stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not going to happen here. Why we have afterlife.
Let me just tell you something. The answer of that boy was also important. He told her, "Okay, it's not a problem. You're going to build a new dream. You're going to create a new dream for yourself." This is very true. Though, the sadness of your life, you cannot say that if something is gone, I can replace it with a new thing. I don't believe in this word and this claim because it's not truth. Things are not replaceable in life. The thing is that you're going to find a new thing
to replace it.
You know, nice to just things. Get used to it again.
I know.
To this get accustomed to make you forget about things. A distractor, let me just call it. But at the very same time, I try to work on myself very hard. When these thoughts get into my mind, the first thing that sparkles in my mind is the fact that, okay, Asma, try to have this in your mind, that you are living in a moment. Don't think about tomorrow. Don't think about the next week. Don't think about the next month.
But
you're living in today, and maybe there is no tomorrow. So just enjoy today.
These methods are not going to work on me. So one of the most influential ways that I use in my own life just to stop this feeling of sadness of losing things and feeling like I'm miserable is talking to the most miserable people I know in my life. And talking to them is always kind of, I don't know, a revolution in my heart.
I guess people's strategies and tactics to heal themselves are very, very different from each other. The strategy that you're saying, if I prescribe it for myself, then that would be the last straw.
Yeah, I get
it.
But only for some, I don't know, 5 minutes maybe.
Yeah.
And after that, it's going to work for me. And I feel like I have to be grateful for whatever I am. And I have to work more, do more.
No, honestly, for myself, the best way to count them is to go for these inspirational documentaries, for some words, and of course, reciting the Holy Book of Quran.
Yeah, for sure.
It helps me too much. When I just sit in the yard or in the, I don't know, somewhere in a cozy place where there's a sky, and then thinking about Allah, talking to Him, telling Him, pouring out my soul for Him, it would just work like wonders for me.
And it is really amazing that as two different individuals, we have two completely different ways
of course.
Be grateful for everything. And I think it's true for our dear listeners
too. So it's difficult. Let's say just the gist. Being grateful is difficult and it is not.
Yeah.
You know, it's difficult because with all the problems that you see around yourself, be it for yourself or for the others, it is not very easy to just count all the time, to sit and count all the blessings.
Yeah.
But at the very same time, the breath that comes and goes, the eyes that sees all the beauties that has been created
all
by Allah.
All the things we take for granted.
All the beautiful things still are there. You can count on them. Live in the moment, do not be an overthinking person like me. Well, the things that I'm telling to you, I actually practice myself because I hate to say things that I did not practice.
I know you.
So I guess they would work.
So I guess we have to be grateful for the time we had.
Yeah.
In these
and
13,
thank you, Allah,
minutes.
For giving us another episode,
exactly.
Another chance to be here.
And again, I'm even grateful for having the end. of the episode because we're going to go through another one
for you.
So have a check on our website, parstoday.com, Call of Islam. So thank you, dear listeners, for listening to us. It was all the time we had, and I bid you farewell. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.